The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer in the heart of Giants Nation, Chris Bisignano. All right, dude, we're like 3 weeks away. I'm so excited. It's awesome. What a great time of year, Chris.
You know, Jerry, for us being in the Northeast, you know, this is the time of year the weather breaks. Oh. You know, it starts getting nice.
Yep.
And of course, what that means is what? The NFL draft, right? And here we are, 3 weeks away. And Jerry, look, we talked about how fascinating free agency was going to be.
Yes.
And it turned out to be pretty interesting, right?
Way more fun than I thought it was going to be, even. Right.
And then we also talked about, you know, we took one step at a time, and we talked about how fascinating this draft's going to be.
Right.
You know, and I tell you what, dude, it's shaping out to be it's actually shaping out, Jerry. 1 month ago, if I would have said to you, hey, Jerry Foley, Devontae Smith could be there at 11.
Yeah.
You'd probably be like, Chris, cut the crap, right?
Get off the crack pipe.
Get off the crack, right?
Right.
But here we are, Jerry.
I know.
We are now 22 days, 3 weeks away from the draft.
Yeah.
And there's a very good chance a guy like Devontae Smith will be there for the Giants at 11. Amazing, right? Yeah. How it turns, bro.
And I'll tell you what, dude. The closer we get, I think the less I care about what the Giants do, because there's, and I don't mean it like that, but I just mean there's going to be so many talented guys there. If a Devontae Smith's there, and I know that I said all along that if they get a Galladay, I don't care what they do. If they don't need a receiver. But if Smith is there, it's such a tempting pick, man. My God, I'd be so happy with I'd walk away happy with that first round pick. I don't think you can be upset with it, man. What a stud he is.
And Jerry, you know, I've been talking about this, that, you know, a lot of people have asked, all right, now that they reeled in Galladay, is receiver off the board at 11?
Yeah.
And you know what? No question, it's not. If Waddle or Devontae Smith, are there, it looks like Waddle's definitely going to be there. Smith, it's questionable.
Yep.
But they could go receiver. Now, me personally, Jerry, I would still go if the Slater kid is there. We expect, Sewell to be off, right?
Right.
We expect.
Yes. Yeah, but we don't, you never
and
know.
And we don't know about Slater. Right?
Right.
So
right.
To me, and this is just me now,
right,
I would still go with that offensive lineman like Slater who could play guard, tackle. And to me, that offensive line is what could hold up the Giants for where they want to go, okay?
I'll be honest with you. I agree. I think that's the smartest pick they could make. My biggest fear is that he won't be there.
Okay. Well, if he's that's another story.
But I think that's the smart move if you take him. Yes.
I'm just arguing that he's there, right? Say he's there.
Yep.
Me personally, I would go with the big kid. The more I watch this kid, the more I'm impressed with him. Okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't call the shots, Jerry. A 1925 Giants drive.
Not yet.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, Waddle, who I'm finding out they really like. Like him a lot.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith, what's not to like?
Yep.
One of, you know, they could go receiver, man. They could put another weapon. Give Daniel Jones another weapon.
Yeah.
For the season coming up, so it's going to be fascinating, Jerry. I'm going to put you on a spot right now.
Okay.
It's April 29th. It's what time? All right. It's right.
Yeah. I think
and
it's,
you're
I think
on
it's
the board.
8 o'clock, right? Or 7.
Right now we're recording. It's like 6:30.
Oh, no, I thought you meant like at the draft,
right? So it's April 29th, Jerry. You are on the clock. You are running the Giants, right?
Yeah.
And Slater's still there. Devontae Smith's still there. Jalen Waddle's still there. You know what, Jerry? Let's bring that. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit more. Rashawn Slater's there.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Waddle's there. You're up. Giants are on the clock. What are you doing, dude?
Slater.
All right.
Not even a question for me.
Okay. Listen, I'm with you, bro.
Like, when you put it out there on Twitter, I'm like, speak it into existence, Chris, because I really hope he's there, because it's such a smart move if they put him at tackle or guard. Like I said, man, he's the guy that, you know, all we hear is he could play all across the line, and Syvertsen has him as his number one guard. If you want to put him at right guard, you want to put him at right tackle and figure Pert out later, I don't care. It's the smart pick.
I agree with you, Jerry. Yeah. I think they have to get this offensive lineman.
Yep.
Now, that being said,
yeah,
if they said, hey, Jerry and Chris, screw you, you know, we're going with Jalen Waddle, I wouldn't have a problem with that either, dude.
No, I'm not upset.
I'm not going to sit there going, oh, what are they doing? Are you out of your mind? No, I'm going to be like, okay, well, they're going to add another weapon.
Right.
And we're going to go second round with an offensive lineman, or they're going to bring another, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And I've been telling, listen, Jerry, people called it up, you know, I did a little thing with Banks here tonight.
Oh, by the way, that seemed like it was awesome, Chris. You want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, just a little. It's called Twitter Space.
Yeah.
I had no idea what the hell it even was. The call calls me and said, hey, let's do this Twitter Space. People call in. It's like a radio show, but on Twitter, Jerry. You know what I mean? It was pretty wild. Awesome. It was great. I actually got to listen to some of the followers, you know, some of our followers. It was really a good time. But a lot of people called in and asking about, you know, Slater, you know, and Waddle and all that. And do you think they had a weapon? Do you think they go, you know, Jerry? And so the point being, dude, is that, yeah, there's no question another playmaker is on the board for them. No question about it. You know?
Now, the million-dollar question with Waddle, Chris, is can he play the outside?
He could do both, Jerry. But here's the thing. Look, Jerry. And Rick Citarella brought this up to us, right? And it really got me thinking, because I'll be honest with you, I wasn't even thinking along this avenue. Listen, we both love Sterling Shepard. We know that. Yes. Shep's got balls.
Yeah.
But he does get hurt.
Yeah. He was emphatic about that.
He does get hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, Waddle could play the outside and he plays the inside. He plays the slot.
Yeah.
He returns. He's a return guy.
Yep.
So, you know, you're looking at Shep could play 800 snaps next year. Hopefully he doesn't get injured one play.
Right.
But it's out there with Shep, right? He's had his injury concerns.
Yep.
So is that coming to play as far as, all right, we got another guy here who can throw him on the outside, you know, on the inside, the whole deal. Good point. I mean, Waddle gives you that versatility.
Yeah.
He also gives you the special teams aspect, which we all know Joe Judge loves.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So, listen, dude, Jerry, look, we look at the draft, right? We all know now Jacksonville's set. The Jets are set.
San Francisco's set. Jets are set now, right?
They're set now. We all know they're going Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
49ers are going quarterback.
Who do you think that's going to be? Because I keep hearing Mac Jones. I can't believe that.
You know what?
I have Trey Lance, but hey, man, if it's Mac Jones... I mean, that's like the popular one that everybody's saying. I just wonder what you thought.
Yeah, my thought, you know what? I don't know where to, I don't know where. Coach Charlie Weiss thinks it's going to be Mac Jones for sure.
Yeah.
But they also like Trey Lance, from what I understand. You know? And you know what? Justin Fields had a huge pro day, and you can't discount this kid, man.
He beat Lawrence. I know it's a team game.
Yeah.
But he beat Lawrence.
I mean... So I don't know. I don't know what Mike Shanahan and John Lynch and those guys are thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we know what we do know is that it's going to be a quarterback for sure. That we know.
Right.
Now it gets interesting.
Yes. Wild card. Yep.
Atlanta.
Yep.
Do they trade out of this fourth? Now they're getting 400 phone calls a minute for that fourth spot.
Yeah.
Do they stick with Matt Ryan? Listen, Matt Ryan's got 2-3 years left in him.
A lot of money.
So they stick with him. Do they trade a few back? Does Denver jump into number four now?
And right, Chris. How far are they willing to trade back? Would they trade back as far as New England from 4 to 15? Probably not. But it's just interesting to see. Got a discussion with a bunch of folks earlier. How far back are the Falcons willing to go? So I think you're right. I think 9 is that spot for them as far back as the team would go.
And look, Jerry, the 49ers just went from 12 to 3. They went up 9 spots.
True. Yep.
So if Atlanta did that with New England, it's 11 spots.
Do
I think that would go? They would drop that far back? Probably not. But, Jerry, I'm not going to say no.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
If New England puts a package together, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to discount that. So Atlanta is going to be take phone calls. I expect them, Jerry, since they're not going to go quarterback. I don't think they're going to go quarterback. I think they're going to go with Ryan a couple more years. They'll worry about the quarterback down the road. I think they're going to trade out of that, dude.
Okay.
I think they are. Now you got Cincinnati.
So they're going to trade out, and a team's going to take a quarterback then?
Oh, I think – well, whoever jumps in that slot is going to take a quarterback. Now,
got it.
Who's really left, right? I think Denver – I don't think Carolina's going quarterback now. Unless unless a kid they really like drops to them, like a Justin Fields or something.
Yeah.
You know, you got to remember something, too. It all depends on how these teams have these guys rated.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, a Carolina might have Justin Fields their second-best quarterback, third-best quarterback.
Right.
Denver might have him fourth-best. You know, it all depends how these teams rate these kids. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
I don't think Carolina will move up for a quarterback. I think if one drops in their lap, they'll go with him. Even with Donald there, I think they'll go with a kid who they have rated very high if he drops in their lap.
And that's a good point because the reason one of the reasons the Jets got rid of Donald, other than wanting Zach Wilson, is he's going to be in that fourth year where you're going to have to decide with him, are you going to give him the fifth year, which I think is $18 million, or you're going to sign him long term. So I think you're right. Right, yeah, Darnold, sorry. So I think you're right. I think if a guy falls to them and they didn't expect it to happen, I stranger things have happened than seeing the Panthers take a quarterback. So it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, so I think Atlanta will trade out of that spot with Denver or some, or maybe a bomb out of nowhere in New England, which I don't really expect. I
so let's just, let's say it, let's say for argument's sake it's Denver. So then Atlanta goes to 9. So, okay.
Atlanta would go to 9, yeah.
Right, so then Denver takes a quarterback. Then you got the Bengals, and you said it. I think, was it Ross Tucker put the tweet out?
Yeah.
If the Bengals don't take their franchise left tackle, whether they believe it to be Sewell or Slater, they're out of their minds. This is such an easy one for them.
So, Jerry, you know I've been hot on this on Twitter. Like, are you guys out of your friggin' minds if you're not going to take? After what Burrow went through last year, I get it, Jerry. I know Kyle Pitts is a fascinating prospect, and he's going to probably be an unbelievable tight end. I get it, Jerry.
Right.
But, dude, you lost your – now, Joe Burrow proved this kid is legit.
Can play, yep.
He got his brains kicked in last year, and he went out with a serious injury because of their offensive line. He got mangled at one play. Now, you're lucky he's back by October because of this offensive line. Are you really going to let this Sewell kid go? Or even if they have Slater above him, Jerry. Even if they have Slater. Okay, I'll give you that. Whatever.
Right.
You're going to let one of these kids... You're going to... For a tight end?
There's no way. There's no way.
Jerry, don't say that because you hear all kinds of crap coming out of Cincinnati.
That's insane. That would be nuts. Even if they took... As much as we like Devontae Smith, if you took Smith or Pitts there, but you can't protect Burrow... I mean, the illustration that Ross Tucker put out was perfect. It was, hey, you could throw it any, you could almost throw it anybody if you're... And that's, you know what? The reason we take Slater is the exact reason that we think the Bengals should take him or should take a tackle. It's, you got to protect the quarterback. I'd rather have Slater there and Jones having the option to throw to Galladay, Darius Slayton, and Sterling Shepard and Evan Ingram than not take him and throw in Devontae Smith there or Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
So
and Jerry, if the Giants go offensive line, like say for instance Slater, there's no reason why you can't get a pretty good receiver in the second round either.
Absolutely.
Don't forget that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So
yeah. Right.
So you look at it and you figure. I mean, Jerry, I'm going to put Cincinnati down for offensive linemen. They might go Pitts. They might go. They might not. But
no, I haven't taken Sewell. Yep.
So you go Miami. It looks like they're locked in on Chase. Okay. And then you got Detroit at 7. To me. They need defense. I mean, to me, if they have no problem with Micah Parsons' history and whatever might come up, and I want to talk about Micah Parsons in a second too, Jerry. But I see them going defense because their defense couldn't stop anybody the last few years.
Is it possible the Dolphins? Sorry to go back. Is it possible the Dolphins take a tackle or no?
I don't think they will. I think they locked it on Chase. I think they want to give Tua that big time weapon. They go with Chase or Pitts, Jerry. Or Pitts.
Or Pitts. Right. Right.
I think it's going to be Chase.
Yeah.
But. Look, if they went Pitts, would it surprise me? No, it wouldn't. No. Detroit, I mean, I see defense there. Now, Jerry, I want to clear something up. Mm-hmm. Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
People were asking the other night with the Banks thing, people were asking, hey, Chris, I would stay away after what that guy said. the Banks wasn't quite sure what the hell I was talking about, so I had to clarify with him.
Yeah.
Clarify with him saying that, you know, we had Rick Cetarello on, and Rick kind of came up with some things that maybe happened with Micah's back. He would stay away, right?
Right.
So I turned around. You remember, obviously, Everybody who listened to the podcast, and I said, Rick, are we talking
Like
jail cell stay away? Couple, right. And he was like, mm-hmm, like that.
Right, right.
Now, Jerry, a lot of people, I see people on Twitter, people called in the other night with me, Banks, and John Schmelk, and they were talking about, hey, Chris, you know, I would definitely stay away after what that guy said on your podcast and all that. Okay. Jerry, I am by no means saying Micah Parsons is a bad kid.
Right.
I am no means saying stay away from him.
Right.
He's trouble. All I did, right, Jerry, was report what Rick, what he felt. Okay.
Right.
Now, look, Jerry, 18 and 19-year-old kids make mistakes. Now, of course, it always depends on a mistake, and he's had some serious shit stuff going on, right?
Yeah.
Hazing, and it wasn't, you know, they had that little incident, maybe a sexual, maybe not. I wasn't there, dude. I don't know.
Right.
I'm just going by what I hear till what I read, right?
Yeah, somebody who does a hell of a lot more research than we do basically came to us and said, I wouldn't take this guy. It's very serious. Right. And that's it. That's what was reported.
Right.
So we said, okay, well, how? And you asked him how serious? Jail? And he kind of like, well, yeah, bad.
Right.
So like you said, I don't know if it was, you know, the Laramie Hunsell thing, that Tunsell thing, that wouldn't keep me away. I got to be honest with you. At 11, if he's there and he's doing something stupid like that, okay, fine, whatever. It's dumb, but that does not scare me at 11. It depends on what he did, but go ahead, sorry.
Right. No. You're 100% correct, dude.
Yep.
I mean, I look, I'm not playing Jesus. I'm not judging anybody. I'm just going by what, and you could tell Rick kind of maybe dug up some other stuff where this kid might be a serious red flag, right? Right.
Yep.
So I'm not condemned. Look, dude, he's 18, 19. Mate. To me, you got to look at this kid. I mean, the point is that these teams are going to do their due diligence, Jerry.
Right.
They're going to talk to everybody. Yep. If the kid made some stupid mistakes, but people are saying, yo, listen, this kid, you know, he came from this. Maybe a background, he was a little, whatever, he had a rough, whatever it might be. But I'm telling you, this kid, he learned from it. He's maturing. You don't have to worry about him.
Right.
So if I'm the Giants and I hear that and you feel 100%, whatever background you're doing on a kid, you take him. I have no problem with that, Jerry.
You have to think that Spencer is all over that, no?
Yeah, but Jerry, here's the thing.
Okay.
I understand, you know, a lot of people think like, oh, he knows a college coach. You know, Coach Spencer, he'll keep him on that right path.
Not so much keep him on the right path, but know the issue that happened.
Well, I would imagine, right?
Right.
But you got to remember something too, Jerry. You know, Coach Spencer wasn't there last year. He was with the Giants.
Yeah.
So I know Parsons didn't play, but what was he doing at campus?
Right.
Was he acting like I don't know, Jerry. The point being, Jerry, I'm not saying do not take this kid because he's trouble.
Right.
Or I'm not saying, hey, forget about all the crap you heard. Take them. I'm not saying that either.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that these teams will do their due diligence.
Right.
And if the Giants are interested in him, seriously, they're obviously going to do a very serious, a background, everything with these guys. You know what I mean?
If they have to do better. Yeah.
Now, in my opinion, we know last, you know, Rick talked about DeAndre Baker.
Right.
And how he paid for this. He didn't show up. He didn't show up for combine crap at all. So, to me, Gettleman dropped the ball on that, dude. Because, to me, that would have been a red flag. Like, oh, what are we doing here? You know?
And trading up for him.
You know, and you know, some people came back to me on Twitter. Hey, Chris, you know, the kid made himself out of nothing. He's a number one pick. He's not lazy. And I responded to a few people. Hey, folks, I had veterans in the locker room roll their eyes. Tell me, yeah, he's a lazy F.
Right.
So what he showed in college, Jerry, and whatever he did as far as not showing up to this workout, paying for this workout, not showing up to that, all right, he brought it over to the NFL game. Now, I'm not – just give me 1 second until I'll get off this rant, Jerry.
No, you're good.
Now, I'm not saying Micah Parsons, whatever issues he had in college, in Penn State, is going to be come over to the Giants and, oh, give him 6 months and he's going to do something. I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm just saying what we heard from Rick and
– right.
It's up to these NFL teams now to decide what they want to do with this kid. And if the Giants take him, Jerry, if they go with Parsons at 11, then I'll feel confident that they did the full back. You know what I mean? Now, people might say, Chris, are you crazy after DeAndre Baker? Why would you feel confident again? I'm like, all right, you got a point.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I do. You know why? One reason why? Joe Judge and his guys.
It's different. It's just different. You're right.
I think Judge has got so many college connections now with these all these coaches he's bringing in, all from college, right?
Yeah.
I think something will pop up saying, hey, Joe, dude, do yourself a favor. Tell Dave, you guys, stay away.
Say the Parsons thing comes out, and it turns out that it's something not earth-shattering.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I don't know. I don't want to give you an example. I don't want to suggest anything. And it's Parsons and Slater there. Who do you take?
I'm still going to go the offensive line.
Okay.
Yeah, I know people are going to disagree and they want that big time. I get it, you know, but I'm still going to go offensive line, Jerry.
Yeah, that's fair. You know? Yeah. I was going to say also, you did put out a tweet 2 years ago that DeAndre Baker kind of walked around that locker room like he was Richard Sherman. And right? And he didn't do anything. And you're like, what's with this guy? Like, who the hell are you? So, you know, hey, I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, we did talk about that, right? And in all fairness to DeAndre, you know, we did talk after that, and it was no, you know, no biggie. You know, it was no belt. Okay. He did come across like that first, and But listen, that's past. You know, that's past. You can't make a mistake. You know, with a number one pick. And look, Jerry, if it's sixth pick, you know, and you say, all right, whatever. You know, it's a sixth pick. You know, it didn't work. Yeah. But don't forget, they moved up. He was a number one pick, and they moved up to get him.
Yeah, they gave up a couple.
Right. So the point being, Jerry, is that, you know, obviously if they go with Parsons, hopefully there's nothing going on with this kid. They do, you know, which they will, you know, we'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah.
But Jerry, this division is for the taking.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
There's seven playoff teams again. To me, they're just that solid offensive line. Or I like to say a settled down offensive line away from winning this division, dude. Or at least getting that seventh. At least becoming one of those wild card teams.
So you got me excited with how you see the draft playing out. So then you would have, sorry to get back to it, but you have Detroit at 7.
Yeah.
Then the Panthers stay there at 8.
Yeah.
If the Panthers don't go quarterback, what do you think they do?
I think if Pitts is there, they go Pitts. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so Pitts would go there. Then the Falcons drop to 9.
Mm.
What are they doing?
I see a big-time cornerback. They need a corner bad. I can see them going corner.
All right, so either Horn, Surtain, or Farley, probably.
Probably Surtain. He's the number one corner on the board by far, so I can see that, you know?
Now, Dallas at 10.
Now, here's the wild card now.
Could they screw us and take Slater?
Here's the wild card now. You know, it seems like Jerry Jones, they're throwing out all these mixed signals on purpose because why? They're in front of us, right?
How do they not go corner?
Right? So they need a corner bad. To me, they need a corner more. I mean, Lorel Collins is coming back next year. You know, I understand Tyron Smith is getting up there now. They had a couple of young kids that played, you know, when they got those guys get injured last year. I think they go corner, Jerry.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. But if they went Slater, that wouldn't surprise me either. They're going to be like the wild card right in front of the Giants, you know?
Yeah. I hope they go corner just so it falls for us that way. Because the way you have it now, Slater's there for us, buddy.
Yeah, unless the Cowboys take him,
right? So I don't know. But
Jerry,
somebody else was telling me they're going. A Dallas fan was telling me they're going line. So,
well, Jerry, look, what's the issue in Dallas? Yeah. They can't stop anybody.
They can't stop anyone. That has to be corner.
So I could see them going Micah Parsons.
Oh, how scary would that be with your boy?
I'm just saying.
I know, but think about that, right?
I mean, look. They need a corner bad. They need safeties. They need deep. They can't stop anybody. So I can't see them going with anybody besides defense. But then again, last year, I didn't think they were going to go CeeDee Lamb. You know?
Yeah, no one did. Right.
So,
all right. So we have a nice choice at 11. So if Slater's there, that's the guy. And they might be Devontae Smith. And hey, listen, man, from an editing standpoint, that's three Devontae's spelled different ways if we take Devontae Smith. So I'm. It's frustrating to spell check those. Or the Giants could trade down. We don't think they will. But there's going to be, point is, dude, it looks like there's going to be some studs there for us to take. And obviously it could fall different ways. Maybe Devontae Smith goes up a bit. Somebody else drops to us somehow. But at 11, especially because of all those quarterbacks that are going to go likely before us, four I don't think five will go before us, but definitely four will. You know, Giants picking seventh in this draft, dude. Giants pick, that's how I look at it. We're picking seventh, and there's three stud receivers, there's a stud tight end, two stud offensive linemen. You know, like, yeah, here we go. So,
and receivers, right? Unbelievable.
Right, right. So,
so they should wind, look, Jerry, I mean, you know, who they have rated on their board and all that. But, you know, it's, it should be somebody that, you know, instantly contributes to this team, you know?
Yeah.
So they're sitting pretty at 11 because of how many quarterbacks are going to be taken in front of them, you know?
Right, right, right.
And they're going to have one of those guys.
Do you want to want to go through our mocks?
For the Giants?
Yeah.
So, yeah, good. I don't care. I mean, it changes by the freaking minute, you know? But
oh, I know, dude. And I did this over a week ago. So first off, Chris, I have to apologize to you. Do you know why?
Well, there's so many things. I really can't narrow it down to the fuck ahead.
Did you look at the Giant Insider this week?
Yeah, some of it. Yeah. Why? What about?
I made a huge mistake, and it was one of those that is. And I'm doing this publicly because I feel like it deserves to be publicly known, because people will read it and say that doesn't make any sense.
Which mistake? No, okay. Which one?
It was on yours, not your article. Your picks.
Oh, you know. You know what? I did not even get to that yet.
Good. Well, I'm coming clean.
Oh, I wish I had the paper in front of me now. I haven't.
Here's what happened. But...
Okay, what'd you do?
Well, let me give you my week long how it went. Checking everything all week. Saturday is the day, especially on non game weeks, where I read every article three times. I'm obsessed with making sure commas, dashes, colons, semicolons, everything's right. I lose my mind. Then Sunday, we print. So I read everything one more time. And I read it and I said, we're good. So we printed actually early Sunday. So if you subscribe digitally, they got it earlier Sunday night than they normally would. As soon as it printed, I looked at something and it may as well have been in 115 font. That's how bad it was. And it ruined my week until we talked to Rick. And then it ruined it. I was inconsolable. Around people were like, what's going on? I'm like, nothing's wrong. I wouldn't tell anybody. Nobody knows. I repeated your sixth round pick and I put your guard under the defensive tackle. And it makes me sick. And
put Wyatt Davis under the defensive tackle?
No, not Wyatt. Your sixth round. You had a sixth round pick.
Oh, God, Royce Newman. Yeah.
And I put him under defensive tackle too.
Oh, well, thanks, Chef.
Well, it ruined Sunday night. I saw it. I didn't want to talk to anybody.
Well,
into Monday,
you know what?
Into people Tuesday, and I said, he's gonna see it. And
I did not get to that part yet.
Well,
I really
you know
didn't.
What? I'm coming clean. This is almost like a politician admitting like a sex scandal publicly. I was like, you know what? I'm doing this in front of everyone because I take it seriously, and you do too. And I screwed up your friggin' draft, and it makes me sick.
Well,
I expect better of myself.
You know. People are getting a little sample, but I have to deal with, I guess. You know what I mean? That's almost as bad as when you had me firing, what's his name? Thomas McGahee, you know?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the quote. Yeah, Jared, can you put a retraction in there? I didn't mean that. That's not what I said. Yeah, so there you have it. All right, so I came clean. All right. All right, folks.
Now, what about the people who are reading the paper?
And yeah, right. No, this
and
is
haven't listened to the podcast.
I'm gonna put it in next issue.
You're a buffoon.
I'm admitting it. I'm admitting it in the first down article in the next issue. It'll be it'll be in italics, maybe a little bigger font, bolded perhaps, with a bullet. Definitely. Hey, by the way, I'm a buffoon. I repeated Chris's pick. Not only did I repeat it, but I put a guard under defensive tackle. And it was funny because someone texted me and said, dude, and in all honesty, Chris, somebody said, look, this paper's better than ever with you guys. And I said, oh, thank you. I made a huge mistake under defensive tackle. And he's like, oh my God, yeah, I didn't see that. And I was like, yeah, I don't think Chris knows yet. He didn't text me yet.
I did not see that yet. Nope, I didn't. Okay. Yeah, I would have threw you a text in that one if I would have saw it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to apologize publicly. So there you go. That's where we are.
Well, you know, what am I going to do?
No, I know. So somebody said they're on this. We were gonna try something. My
hey,
buddy's
Jerry,
telling me. Yeah.
Just quickly, let's talk about one quick, and then we'll go into the you know what you want to do with the phone call and stuff.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, he's in Arizona.
Yes.
This week with Galladay, Shep, right?
Yeah.
Darius Slayton, a couple offensive linemen. So, you know, we all know Eli used to do that stuff, right? At Duke in the offseason and all that. And nice to see, Jerry, right? I mean, you know, Jones and Galladay, you know, getting together, getting to know each other.
Right.
So what they do is, you know, they'll go on this high school field or wherever they are. And what Galladay will do is they'll start talking to each other about, A, what routes he likes to run.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Where he likes the ball in certain routes. And then Jones will start talking about what to look for on third downs, what he looks for, what Garrett's system is going to be. And I know everybody's going to be a wise guy going, yeah, just tell him to run a curl. Right? No. Right? I could just hear people now saying, yeah, Chris, all Jones is going to tell me, just run a curl. Ken, you're good. You know?
Oh, my God.
But that's great. No. So they get, you know, they can communicate like that. And, you know, on certain routes, you know, like Kenny Galladay loves those he loves those dig routes. Loves them. Okay. Yes. They love those back shoulder fades. And you know, things like that. Just it's communication, getting to know each other. And then Shep getting to know him. Of course, Slayton, and they all getting to work out some of the kinks. And, you know, because football isn't just, you know, all right, go run over there to the corner, make a left. I'll get you. No, you know what I mean? So
it's go to the stop sign and cut across.
Yeah. You know, back in the day, it was, go to 11th Avenue and make a left. You know what I mean? You know.
Right.
It's more than that. You know, it's a lot of communication between receivers and quarterbacks getting on the same page, you know, and that's what they, you know, obviously are going to be working out this week. I think it's a good thing. Could never hurt, you know.
Right.
I'm glad to see Galladay was all over it. You know, he went down there. And, of course, Shep's always there. You know, Shep's a team guy, bro.
Right.
And then Slayton and even Will Hernandez, you know, some of the offensive linemen down there, you know.
Right.
Look, Jerry, the Giants feel something here.
Yeah.
They feel they're building something.
Right.
They feel they could be a playoff team.
Yep.
They feel they could win this division. Trust me, I'm telling you, brother.
Yeah.
They feel they could win this division.
Yep.
You know, this isn't the Green Bay Packers in this division. They're going to go 13-3 and say, okay, well, whatever the hell it's going to be now, 14-3, whatever the hell it's going to be now, right?
Right.
Well, you know, where you say, no, they feel they're onto something here, Jerry, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's just all part of the process.
That's awesome. Yep. So great. All right. Let's do our mock because
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you read it in the Giant Insider, you would have thought that Chris was smoking crack with the same pick twice. But nope, it was my fault. All right, dude. So we just talked about all this. And I'm a doomsdayer a little bit. So I still have round one, all the guys I want gone. Like Devontae Smith will be there. But like Slater gone, Sewell, Pitts. Parsons will be there, but because of what Rick told us, I don't know. This is the year that you could trade down to maybe 15 or 20 even. I'm okay with that. And taking one of those guys, the Phillips, Rousseau, Pay, another guard. There's so many guys there that have so much talent that are perfect for that spot. But I just feel like they're going to take Quiddy Pay at 11. I hope I'm wrong because I don't want him at 11, but I'm sticking with it. I feel like Slater will not be there. I just do. Somebody's going to take him. I don't know. I hope I'm wrong, dude. I hope I'm wrong. This is what I predict, not what I want. So
yeah.
Think it's going to be Pay.
All right. I'm going to stick with Slater, Jerry.
Okay, good. I'm hoping you're right.
For now. I'm not sure, Jerry, that the Giants have an edge guy 11th overall type
good,
talent.
Good, because Rick didn't.
And I'm not sure. From what I'm hearing, Jerry, now, look, as we get closer to this draft,
yeah,
you know, I'm going to obviously try to find out a little bit more, but it's very tough. It's not as easy as free agency.
Hard. It's hard because you don't know who's going to be there either.
It's hard. Yeah. So, the feeling I'm getting, put it this way, from a few people, is that they don't really feel there's an 11th overall type edge talent.
Okay, good.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, that could change, Jerry.
Yeah, I fear because of pace, size, 6'4", 275. He could play the edge. He's big enough to play along the line. I just see them seeing this kid and saying, we can coach him up and get him to play this. But I don't know. Hope I'm wrong, but we'll see. All right. Enough of that. Who do you have on your second round?
Well, I'm going to look. I put on Twitter the other day. I have no problem with Dave going offensive line first two picks. I really don't.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't think anybody would.
I'm going to go with the Wyatt Davis. I'll stick with the Wyatt Davis kid from Ohio State right now. But
yeah.
I'm telling you right now, Jerry. Which I don't think he's going to make it because this kid's stock is right. That linebacker from Tulsa.
Oh, yeah.
I'm watching him the other night. I'm like, whoa. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
If that kid drops at the 42,
yeah,
I can see the Giants taking him, man.
A couple people asked already, you wouldn't see them taking him at 11.
No, I don't think he's 11 type talent. No.
Okay. All right.
No, I think he's late first. Early second talent.
So Slater and Davis would not be the worst scenario, dude. I mean, that's pretty awesome. You're bringing in a tackle slash guard and a guard. I mean, you're improving the line right off the bat. That's not bad if that happens. I'm going with a little wish. I didn't go with wishful thinking in my first round. I'm going with wishful thinking in this one. I'm going with Pat Freiermuth from Penn State. Tight end. I'm doing it. Because he's going to... Oh, look at this, dude. So we have a call-in. We're trying some... not to jump around. But this platform allows us to take calls in. And I wanted somebody to experiment with this. So it says, Sean Allen is calling in with the following question. You see me, Foley. I'm going to check in. And now he's popping up. This user appears to be on a mobile device. Okay, so...
I see his name.
We may not hear him. Yeah, you can't hear him, Sean. Sean, buddy, hang up, and we'll... mobile device isn't going to work, pal. So this is something that we have with this platform where, you know, you guys can actually kind of call in if you're at a computer, and we can ask questions, and then if you get inappropriate, I can just buzz you out kind of like you do on the radio. So I don't think you will, but this is something we were going to experiment with. Good stuff. So I'm going with Freiermuth, and that's wishful thinking, but... He's a guy that could go in the first round, dude. I just, you know, we'll see. And I don't know if they're necessarily looking at a tight end, but he's going to be somebody that's going to be too talented. So who do you have in the third round?
I got the linebacker from Alabama, if he drops to the third, Dylan Moses.
That's awesome. I would love that. Is he a third round guy, or is that one that might... Is he more of a second round? I'm just curious.
I think he might be late second, third. That's what I understand, Jerry. I'm not an expert in this. I'm just...
Me neither. You're going to laugh when you hear mine.
Now. I'm actually delving into all this draft stuff, you know, now. You know,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. All right, let's try this one more time, Sean. All right.
Sean,
take off your mute button, bud. This is hilarious.
I see him.
We see him. There's no, his microphone is shot. His microphone's out. If you take off there's a mute button at the bottom. Yes, there he is. First caller ever, Sean. What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
All right, so this is how this works. So I think I can just, I'm going to see.
Sean, can you hear me?
I got you guys.
Cool. Okay. I think I can, I think you have 30 seconds. This is an experiment, guys, so sorry. Go ahead. You have a question, Sean?
Looks exactly Aussie.
A little bit.
I know you guys are saying offensive line, but I mean, if there's a receiver there, you got to go receiver, right?
Wow. Okay. So you go receiver.
Are you saying it like, you know, like McCrazy, Sean, or are you asking a question? What is it?
It's a little bit of both.
Are you asking our opinion, Sean, or you think the Giants are crazy if they don't go receiver? What is it?
I think they're kind of crazy if they don't go receiver.
Even with Galladay, huh?
Even with Galladay.
All right.
I mean, listen, you got to fix the line. Totally agree with that. I mean, it's a tough call, but I think you got to go receiver.
All right.
Look, Sean, we've talked about this. I have no problem. You know, look, me personally, I think you got to go a short, you know, and get that offensive line going more. But, like we just talked about at the beginning of this podcast, dude, if they went with Smith or Waddle, I have no problem with it at all. You know, they want playmakers. They feel they got one, obviously, with Kenny in here now. And they have no, you know, bringing in another kid is definitely, without question, a possibility.
Sean, we're going to disconnect and then still talk like Francesa does, like all we rendered you silent. Thanks, buddy.
First time, long time.
Nice. There it is. Sundays are giant days. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
Later, buddy. Oh, cool. So it was easy to disconnect. That's funny.
So what, he was on his computer, Jerry, did that?
Yeah, he jumped in on his computer. So that's the way to do it, guys. So maybe we'll do this like next week. We'll
start building up. We'll start telling everybody, Jerry, for next Wednesday.
We'll put out the link and then just call in from Google Chrome if you can. But so we can be like Francesa. So Sean, how could you possibly want to take a receiver over Slater? Yeah. Have you not looked at this?
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So sorry. So my third rounder is kind of the same in that he's probably earlier, but look, there's guys that always fall. Julian Love was supposed to be a third rounder. He went to fourth. I'm going Landon Dickerson in the third round. Now, I have heard his name recently as early as late one, so that's a pipe dream at this point. Again, he's a guy that's kind of moving. He's one of those guys that kind of moves all over the place. Late first round, I've seen as late as four in one of the mocks, so I'm just going Landon Dickerson. He fills a need, and all of a sudden we have Pay, Freiermuth, and Landon Dickerson with my draft, and I'm really happy about the second and third round pick. So, all right, what do you got fourth, bud?
I got a little depth up front with the center, Alec Lindstrom from Boston College.
Oh, nice. There you go. And a Boston College. There you go. Giants used to love those Boston College
guys. John Mara signed off on it.
There you go. The Mara family. It's Boston College or Fordham. Nice pick. I like it. This is a value one in the fourth round. Sean Wade, Ohio State, cornerback, big school. Just makes sense for depth. That's all.
All right. No fifth round pick.
No fifth. No. So who do you got for six?
All right. I'm going to go, Gettleman. He can't help himself. He brings in another big body defensive tackle, Taquan Graham from Texas.
That's the one I didn't list.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. I'm going Chris Evans, running back, Michigan. Had a good year 2 years ago. I'm sorry, really 17 and 18. Then fell off in 19 and 20. It's one of those guys, a big body. He runs between the tackles. He's a nice change of pace guy. So it's more value. It's in the sixth round. That's it.
Hey, Jerry, I put that on Twitter last night. I said, hey, I can see the Giants picking a running back late rounds. Because now we got Saquon and Booker.
Right.
I mean, are you happy with that?
No, not at all.
They got to get another guy in here, man.
Even if it's Wayne Gallman back. I mean, I can't. That's a weird one. I can't figure that one out. He hasn't signed. And you would have to think that the Giants assumed that he would get good money, and he assumed he'd get good money, and it's not there. So I don't know if he would even come back. I have no idea.
But, I don't know. I mean, it looks like Wayne's going to have to go on a 1 year deal now, bro. I mean, it didn't work out the way he thought was going to on a market.
Nope.
And you see a guy like Eric Wilson.
Right.
That signed with the Eagles a little while ago. I mean, this is a solid linebacker.
Right.
And he just signed a 1 year, whatever, $3 million deal. I mean,
right.
He's going to play and he's going to hope he has a real good year next year with the cap going up and the TV deals a couple of years, whatever. He'll land a nice contract. But this is a solid linebacker and he's signing today for 1 year, So,
yeah, it's crazy.
Gallman will wind up somewhere. And that 1 year deal, man.
You don't think he'll come back, right?
Jerry, it's all about the numbers. Unless they just don't look, Jerry, unless the Giants just want to move on,
Yeah, yeah.
So
weird guy to move on from though. He produced for them down the stretch. But whatever, we'll see. All right. Second sixth round pick, who do you got?
I got some more offensive line depth. Royce Newman from Ole Miss.
So you really built up the O line from a starting and depth perspective, and I'd love it. This is the draft. This is the time to do it. With I think the talent that you have on this team, it's the last piece that really could make this really a division winner and a playoff team. So I'd be fine with it. My sixth round pick is going to make the blood run cold for most Giant fans. The name, and he's a tweener, but you can't go by his brother. I'm going with Osa Odigizua in round six. Now he's a guy that can go four, five, or six. He's going to drop. He's kind of a tweener. And it's going to be one of those picks where it's like, we're going to do it anyway. That's going to be the pick. They're not going to judge him by his brother.
Just
brother
make sure
was way too high.
Jerry, just make sure he wants to play football, because I remember his brother.
That's huge, right?
I remember I was one of the guys I was yelling at too at training camp years ago.
And Demontre Moore.
He was another guy. One week he wanted to play football, next week he didn't. You don't remember? So
yeah,
just make sure he wants to play football before you draft him. All right.
Yep. No, that's awesome. That's so funny. All right. Cool. All right, buddy. It's anything else before we get to questions?
No. I think we're ready to roll.
Covered everything.
We'll be covering more next week.
We even had a call in. Good stuff, buddy. Old School Giants. He writes question 1 of 20 because he always has more than one question. Did the lingering effects of COVID have anything to do with the lack of playing time for Hernandez and Pert down the stretch last year? Could they have been in Judge's, well, not doghouse. I don't think people were in the doghouse for getting COVID. I mean, no. Like, I don't know if they were partying or not. Hashtag buffoon crew. Do you think that had anything to do with them not playing down the stretch? The just getting COVID, lingering effects of COVID. Do you think that had anything to do with it?
No, look, we've covered this about him, you know, with Hernandez. Obviously, yeah. He missed a few games. He had to build back up after COVID. They like Shane Lemieux better. Shane Lemieux did more and what they're looking for. Okay? Yeah. They were a power gap running team. Lemieux was better at it.
Yeah.
That's why. That's it. They just like Lemieux better, you know? He was back from COVID. He was at full strength the last few games. He didn't even play the Dallas game in Hernandez, you know?
Right.
As far as Matt Pert, he lost snaps because he wasn't playing that well at the end.
Right.
That's it. He wasn't playing that well.
Yeah. All right. Oscar Nieves, you're on the clock. Four quarterbacks are gone. The wide receivers are gone. Both tackles are gone. Are you trying to get us depressed, Oscar?
That's impossible.
Left is... All right, here we go. Pitts, Parsons, and Horn, the corner.
Horn?
New England... Yeah, J.C. Horn.
Joe Horn's kid?
Jaylee Horn or J.C. Horn?
That's Joe Horn's kid, right?
Yeah. New England calls offering the number 15, 96, and 2 ones going out. You know Pitts won't last to 15 with the Eagles and Chargers up next. What do you do? So his question is, Pitts, Parsons, and Horn are there. Take Horn out. I don't care about Horn. Pitts and Parsons are there. New England calls and says, we'll give you 15, 96, which is the third round, the end of the third, I think, and then 2 ones out. Do you take it? My answer, I'll give you that answer now, Oscar. Yes. Always. Absolutely. I love Pitts, but if you're going to give me 2 ones to move up 4 spots... Yes.
Yeah, Belichick would have to have his head examined if that happened, right?
Yeah, there's absolutely, right? No way. Rich Redmond, good friend of ours, whose grandfather passed away last year. What's the best scent for a candle seance to get Pitts or Sewell to fall to 11? I'll have to think about it, Rich. I'll get back to you on that, buddy. Blueberry scone, I don't know. All right, that's so funny. All right, Average Beast, this is a good question. Mr. Chris 172. Which positions that the Giants are interested in has the biggest drop-off in talent from the first to the second round? That's a really good question.
What?
What position that the Giants are interested in has the biggest drop-off from the first or second round? So you have to say, offensive line and edge.
Well, offensive line is pretty deep. I would say probably edge.
Yeah, and it's tough to answer because at 11, like you said, there's not a lot of edge guys you would take at 11. But once you – like, those edge guys are, like, meant for, like, 15 to 25. Yeah. And then once they go, then it drops off, right?
It drops off. Yeah.
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 Anthony Gross asking this one because I don't think we've ever asked a question from him. What do you think the odds are Gettleman trades back? Dude, 1%. I just don't think he will. I don't know. Donnie Mead, these guys ask bar questions around the MetLife. Guys, I don't know. I don't know what bars are around MetLife, unfortunately. Better off giving you one in New York City than MetLife. Tom Lapp, no question. Just wanted to give you guys a shout out. Thank you, bud. Let's see. A lot of COVID questions. Here we go. Big Blue at Lewis_BigBlue. Thanks for all you guys do. Any word on Carter and Zimenez? Any additional information regarding Parsons? Blah blah blah. So any word on Carter or Zimenez, Chris? Yeah. Like I mean anything at all?
Yeah. Well, Carter's scheduled to be for training camp, beginning of the season. Zimenez is going to be on schedule too. So they're both looking pretty good. Carter's been working out. He's looking pretty good. From what I understand, he's looking around August, September. And Ximenez should be a full go by camp.
Joey Z at Molten Centra. See, these guys, Joey knows what questions to ask because he knows I'll ask this one. Chris, as a fellow Zeppelin fan myself, say Robert Plant comes to you and says he'll only play you one song with the he'll play one song for you with the original band. Which song do you choose him to play?
If Plant came to me and says he'll play one Zeppelin song for me?
One Zeppelin song with the original band. He's like, he's bringing back John Bonham somehow. He's got Paige.
We'll let his kid slip in there for him.
That's fine. One song. Tough one. Ridiculous.
Well,
it's hard.
That's tough, Joey, but I'm going to go with 10 Years Gone.
Shut up.
Okay, I'll shut up. All right, I'll go with a...
Dude, I wish I wrote it down because it sounds so stupid that I said that's the one I had. That sounds ridiculous. It sounds like I made it up. I can't believe you said 10 Years Gone.
Yeah, I would probably say that was one of my...
Okay, so my second, before you say the same one, my one of my top ones, it's not one of your favorites probably.
But they're all my favorite, buddy. Don't say that. Go ahead.
I love Hey, Hey, What Can I Do?
That's not one of my favorites, buddy.
There you go. See? Good. Okay, I'm glad I said it.
See, that's what we call the like shell Zeppelin fan.
It wasn't released originally. It was on the box.
It was on the back of a 45, yeah.
It was the B-side of the Immigrant song.
B-side of the Immigrant, yeah. That's what you call, like, you know, Hey, Hey, What Can I Do?
It's a great song.
That was like a joke song by them.
It's a happy song.
It's a happy song. Joey, when you ask your Zeppelin friends, and they, if anybody says, oh, Stairway to Heaven, you know, they're like,
yeah, it's stupid.
Zeppelin fans.
Stupid
they're
answer.
Like, they're like, well, I just call, like, Jerry a shell Zeppelin fan. That's what we call, you know, the Stairway to Heaven people. But
I'll give you another one. Going to California.
Add that, yeah. Well, look, 10 Years Gone. I probably go 10 Years Gone. You know, that's love. Always one of my favorite Robin ones, Joey, because
he
wrote that. He wrote that about an old girl, you know, that he always loved and all that. And you know, Robin getting emotional like he always did with Thank You and all that. But I happen to love that one, so I'll probably go with that one, Joey.
Such a good answer. Damn it.
He asked me, what do you want me to get mad about?
I can't believe, I actually said it, when I read it earlier, I go, I'm going to say 10 Years Gone, but I don't think Chris is going to say 10 Years Gone. He's probably going to make fun of me. Little did I know you'd make fun of me for Hey, What Can I Do? That's awesome. Going to California would be third for me. All right, Giants fan in Vermont, great job as always, guys. Easy to see you love what you do. What New York Giant could beat Joe Judge in a stare-down competition? Do either of you think you would stand a chance? I see Jerry lasting all of 3 seconds. Excited to hear
which one of us?
He said, which one of the Giants? And then he said, could either of you do it?
Oh.
Then he just says, no. I see Jerry lasting 3 seconds.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it either. If one of the Giants, though, Jerry, could do it, it would be Pep.
Okay.
Pep is a very serious dude.
Yeah.
He takes his game very serious. I've been around Peppers when he wasn't the happiest camper. Yeah. And I could see him staring down Judge and winning that contest. Yeah.
Now, we talked about this a bit earlier, but Frank Seattle phrases this beautifully. I got to give him credit. I'm really torn between Waddle, Smith, and Slater. Is there sufficient interior line depth to select a starter in the second round that allows DG to go with a wide receiver with the 11 pick? Hashtag buffoon crew. Hashtag make the O-line great again. Hashtag not a relative. So, I like kind of what we said before, if they go wide receiver, we're not going to be pissed off about it. And I guess in the second round, if you took a Wyatt Davis, then all of a sudden you feel a lot better about the fact that you took a wide receiver in the first round, no?
Yeah, look, Jerry, a lot of people think the kid from Alabama, Leatherwood's going to play guard.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like the kid from USC is going to go late first round now. That's what he's projected at. But it's a pretty, I hate to say real deep, but there's depth in this guard position coming out.
Right.
You know, a lot of people love Trey Smith from Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be somebody there, man. You know, Jerry, a kid like my boy Aaron Banks could be in the third round.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you listening or what are you looking at?
I'm making sure I don't ask a stupid question next. Go ahead.
All right, so
I don't like that you can see. I don't like that you can see me now.
I got you on video now, dude. Now I can see you blowing me off. I see you looking down at something.
Not blowing you off. Multitask.
So there is depth at this position. So you could get somebody in that second round, maybe even a third round.
Yeah.
That's going to, you know, that could step in for you. It will, you know, from what I understand and from, you know, from watching these guys.
We have a, oh, by the way, Sean texted us saying we put him on the spot asking him a question. He goes, I thought you were just going to have me call in to test that thing. I know you're going to ask me a question.
No.
Good stuff.
Welcome to live television here.
There it is, buddy. Nice. Pete Lunchmeat. Besides Trevor Lawrence obviously going one, is there another quarterback you guys feel strongly about? Pete Lunchmeat, these names. So besides Lawrence, like, do you feel strongly about Lance, Wilson, or Fields, or even Mac Jones?
I like Mac Jones a lot, man.
Do you?
I like Justin Fields too. Do I feel, if I had to pick one guy I feel totally secure about, I mean, it would be Lawrence, you know?
Yeah.
Even look, the Jets are going to go with Zach Wilson, Jerry, but the Jets are rolling the dice, dude.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, this is a kid, you know, he's had 1 year. He's got a big, strong arm. We know that. But, you know, the level of competition, we don't know. You know, you don't know. The Jets are rolling the dice here a bit, man. But we'll see. Yeah. It might work out for them, but we'll see. Knowing the Jets, it won't. Sorry, Evan. But knowing the Jets, it won't. But I'm just
sorry,
saying.
Sorry, Evan. New York Teddy at 26 Teddy Bark. Do you think the recent news of Giants brass loving Waddle is a smokescreen? It's a good question because under Reese, like I always go back, and I'm sure a lot of you do, you go back to that Eli Apple draft where they wanted Floyd, they wanted Conklin, and everybody knew it. It was all over Big Blue Interactive all day long, and then I think the Bears traded, or Tennessee traded up to get Conklin, the Bears took Floyd, and we got stuck with Eli Apple. It would not surprise me if it was a smokescreen, but I can't answer that.
It's
I
not.
Don't know. Okay, it's not. All right.
No, they like Waddle, but if Jerry, yeah, they like Waddle a lot.
Yeah.
But if a Devontae Smith drops in their lap,
that's the guy.
They'd probably go with him over Waddle. Yep.
Okay. We'll go a couple more. Christopher Knowles. When do you think Jabril gets his contract extension? He deserves it.
By next year.
You think so?
I would say next year.
John Boy at John Boy 797-88314. When you're watching a football game, what are your favorite positions to watch on the field? I'm an O-line guy, so this guy watches the offensive line. Most people are going to say receiver, running back. Like now that you do this, Chris, I think this is a good question for like you, because you're in the box, you're looking at kind of the whole field. You're not watching it as much as a fan anymore, even though you're still a fan. But like, what do you watch now?
I'll break it down for you if you want.
Perfect.
They come up the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
First thing I look for quick is see what package the Giants are in. 11, 12, 13 personnel, all that.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I look over the defense to see what they're looking, what they're showing. Post snap, I'll look at the offensive line with the block at the front, quickly shift to the defense to see if they're going to cover 2, 3, man, all that. Then if it's a pass I'm talking about, then I'll try to quickly shift to see what routes the receivers, you know, who's getting open.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I mean, it's all like bang, bang, bang to see how the offensive line's holding up with Jones in the pocket. That's what I do, Jerry, you know. I still focus on one position group. That's just me, though, you know.
No, it's interesting because you're also there and you see a lot more of the field. Like when you're watching on TV, and look, if you're at the game, it's different. But when you're on when you're watching on TV, you're on offense, it's easier. On defense, you don't see the backfield as much,
so
it's harder to tell.
Yeah.
So when a lot of times I'll say something and be like, "Hey, whose fault was that?" And you'll bang out right away, "It was so and so." But you don't have that; you're not afforded that luxury watching it on TV, rather than being there. So I thought it was an interesting question, and it gives insight to kind of what you're looking at too.
Yeah, right? Jerry, on TV, when they're on offense, strictly offensive line right off the bat. I watch the offensive line.
Yeah. Yep. Interesting.
Then I'll get to Jones in a pocket, but I actually focus on an offensive line, man, when it's on TV.
Yeah. We'll go two more. Adrian Matchin at Adrian56. Atlanta wants to trade. Probably. Do you pick up the phone to make a trade to get Pitts? You guys are great. Thank you, Adrian. Nah. It depends. It's going to want so much, Adrian, and we don't have it. Yeah, we need more than just Pitts.
To go into the fourth spot, you're going to have to give up a couple number ones, you know?
Yep.
I'm not doing that, Jerry.
Yeah, me neither, because you need too much, too. We're not in a position where we have... If I had as many picks as the Jets do, I'd think about it, but no. Not enough picks, and you need more. You need more than just a tight end, which I would love if Pitts fell, but I don't think it's going to happen. All right, last one. Eric J. Davis at EJ2517. Love your show, guys. For fun, what do you think would be the Giants' win-loss record this upcoming season? Keep up the great work. Put you on the spot, Chris. What do you got?
I'm going to go 10-7.
That's weird. It sounds so weird, doesn't it?
It does sound weird, dude. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It takes a couple of years to get used to, bro. I mean, you know, me being old. I remember they switched to 14 to 16, you know?
Yeah.
And that was weird, Jerry. That was weird for a few years. So it's going to take a couple of years, bro, before it starts getting a little normal with that record stuff.
So now it's like 11-6. Are they 5 games better than 500? No. 10-7 or 9-8? Like, it sounds so ugly. I thought this was a 9-7 team. You know, that last game of the season.
Pull on the other win.
What do they do? Tenants. I know, but I already gave 10 years gone.
We'll take Miami out.
I'm so pissed off that 10 years gone was your song. 10-7, I guess. They're like, oh, there's Jerry agreeing with him again.
No. Look, for people to say that's not. Jerry doesn't agree.
But 10 years gone was a weird one.
We always go back and forth. But you know what, Jerry? Give him the Miami game. We'll knock out Tua in that game. But give him that 10th win.
All right, cool. I'm in. I still can't believe you chose 10 Years Gone.
Why?
Because it's an off the beaten path Zeppelin song. It's awesome. And I knew you wouldn't say like Whole Lot of Love or Stairway or Black Dog, but I didn't see it coming. I wish I said it first. I'd have so much more credibility because when I said, hey, what can I do? I see your face.
Oh my God. Did you
the look on your face
Man,
was that of disgust.
Man, did you lose credibility after, hey, what can I do? This is the greatest band in the history of rock and roll who has probably about 900 great songs, and you pick the one that's like, I hear it and I go, oh, okay, what do we in high school? I don't know.
All right, real quick, last question. Tangerine or Hey, What Can I Do? What's a better
song? Tangerine.
Wow. All right. Good. Good show, Chris. Excellent job, buddy. We can talk about music all you want. Guys, send in music questions. That was awesome. I forget. Joey Z, good job by you, buddy.
You know what? Now that I think about it, Jerry, yeah, Joey Z is always throwing out some Zeppelin stuff towards me on Twitter. I do notice that now.
Hey, it's going to be Zeppelin. If you want to get on Chris's good side, it's Zeppelin, Sox, Notre Dame. By the way, if they take your linebacker at 11, are you pissed?
No.
You're happy, right? Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not bad.
No, Jerry, look, I got to be fair. You know, I got to be honest, though. If Slade is there and they went with the linebacker, I'd be like, come on, we got to go with the offensive line. But, you know, I'll be like silently like, okay, great job, Dave.
Yeah, nice. Good stuff, man.
Jerry, that kid's a playmaker, bro. I'm telling you.
No, I know, and that's why I said it. That's a guy.
He's going to go probably, you know, 19, 20, 21, 20, something. Whoever gets him is going to be really happy. I'm telling you, bud.
Well, that's another guy. If they trade down and they got him, you got to be ecstatic. Like if you traded the 15 or dare to trade to 20 with the Bears or somewhere around that, and you get him, holy crap. And then you get to pick up a second too. Oh my God. That's building a team.
Don't worry about it. In 2 years, we'll get my boy Ma, the tight end. He's the best tight end in college already. We'll get him in 2 years. It'll be another Bavaro. We'll be set for 10 years. Don't worry about it.
They're gonna extend Ingram to like a 10-year deal when this season's over. So I don't know what you're talking about. All right, anything else, bud?
No, that's it, man.
Good stuff. All right, guys. So we'll try that next week. We'll put out some tweets, and then we'll see how that works. And if again, I can cut you off like Francesa does. This is pretty cool. Thanks, Sean, for calling in. So to order a subscription to the Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription, M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. Download the Giant Insider app from the App Store so you can catch my mistakes on a monthly basis right now. All right, guys, remember, yes.
One other caller, I thought might call in tonight is Danny Vazel, right?
Yeah, I didn't send it to him.
But he's working. I think he might be working and stuff like that. What do you mean? You act like, why you say it like that?
No, I didn't send him the link.
Okay, Danny, I happen to, you know, Danny, you call in next week, Danny. Danny's my boy. I happen to see him today. And anybody, you know, anybody around that Langhorne, Pennsylvania, Jersey border out by me, you know, you go visit Dan in Golf Galaxy. Of course, Dan knows his crap in golf.
Scratch golfer.
Okay. And you go visit, and you walk in and you tell him Giant Insider sent you.
Nice.
My man, Dan. So I think Dan's going to be on next week, dude. You know?
Oh, good stuff.
Just stop blowing the guy off, dude. I'm trying to, you know, I'm talking about the guy and you act like you're blowing this guy off for some reason.
Trying to plug him. Good stuff, man. He's also known as Giant Golfer on Big Blue Interactive. All right, guys. Remember, Sundays are giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.